will you not constitute yourselves as knights of the blind in the crusade against darkness? Thank you.
Alfred DeCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. What are you living for today? My son is studying about Helen Keller for his reading assignment. As we read together, I could not help but typing the name into YouTube. Maybe there's a video out there somewhere, and I found it. I found two. One of them was a reenactment, but it was a speech she gave, and there were things that she said in that speech that were very significant. There is also another video of her actually speaking, and you could tell she had some trouble articulating words in this video, but it was a miracle to imagine a person who is blind and deaf being able to formulate words simply by touching the lips and the tongue to learn to communicate. Helen Keller uses words that I believed she could not possibly understand. Miss Sullivan, her teacher, quote,
"And I found myself, found the world, found God. It is because my teacher learned about me and broke through the dark, silent imprisonment which held me that I am able to work for myself and others."
Touched the darkness of her mind. It was there that she said that she found herself, the world, and God. All of that brings me to John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. It says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." You know, that makes me think of Genesis chapter 1, that "let there be light," quote, preceded the light we call day later on in chapter 1. It's Helen Keller's alternate understanding of photons that gives light a motive. In Christ is life and light, according to verse 4. The life motivated by love multiplies itself and connects with others outside of itself. Miss Helen described her connection, quote,
"You have heard how from the fingers of another, a ray of light from another soul touched the darkness of my mind."
From the fingers of another, a ray of light from another soul touched the darkness of my mind. I feel like you don't have to be deaf or blind to understand a soul touching the darkness of your mind. Verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Why is that? I believe it is the nature of light. I've got three reasons for you that darkness cannot overcome light. First, by its fundamental function. By definition, a photon is a particle representing a quantum of light or other electromagnetic radiation. A photon carries energy proportional to the radiation frequency, but yet has zero rest mass. You see, light pervades and permeates all, with the exception of the backside of an object, things that are hidden from view. That brings me to reason number two. You see, the light of Christ upon entry into the world was intentional to eliminate any confusion about life, light, and the love of God. That means darkness can only exist if we conceal it in the shadows. That means darkness can only exist if we conceal life in the shadows. John 3:19 through 21 says, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. Verse 20, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. The third reason darkness cannot overcome light in verse 5 is God's steadfast love. Look at Romans 5 verse 8. It says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. His persistent pursuit of mankind at every stage of history, even now in the most holy place, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Boy, I'll tell you, that's well over good enough reason to receive the life and the light that has come into the world today. Would you like that? Let's receive it.